Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment.
I see a rhythm section bring this back. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it or die. That's our anthem, small business owners. They didn't know it. ARS didn't know it when they made that song 40 years ago, but almost 40, not quite. But that is, we do it or die, don't we, small business owners? Against all odds, and that's the reason why you're my heroes. That's the reason why I do everything I do every day, and so does John Swanziger. He considers you a hero just like I do. John, CEO with Manta.com. How many millions of small business owners have you guys helped have their original online footprint over the years? John, you got any idea?
I heard your question at the beginning. It's 3.5 million.
Wow.
We have 3.5 million small businesses that started by claiming their profile on Manta.
Wow.
And we've been around since 96.
Yeah.
So I've been doing this for a while.
I've been telling people about you for probably, I don't know, almost 20 years. And so, John, we got Amazon is a little bit of our theme right now, folks. We talked about their headquarters situation. They're going to build a new campus, like Boeing did. Boeing did the same thing. Boeing went they actually moved their headquarters 8 years ago. They moved their headquarters from Seattle to Chicago, which was a big uproar. But they're not going to move Amazon. They're just going to add another campus, right?
That's right. They're adding a second headquarters. They've been pretty open. Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, that he wants to hire hundreds of thousands of workers in the U.S.
Yeah.
But
here's one of the reasons why I think it might be Washington, in Maryland, because he has a big house there and he owns the Washington Post. And so this could be de facto moving the Queen Bee to the new hive.
Well, I mean, it's tough because there's so much that Amazon does. He does have a home. I mean, he's got homes everywhere. He's one of the largest landowners in the U.S. apparently, but he has the most expensive home, I believe, in Washington D.C. He owns the Post, and there are 3 of the 20 final locations that are in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
So,
I think it'd be a mistake from a business standpoint, not a management standpoint. But from a regional standpoint, I think it'd be a mistake to go there. I think the alternatives to that is going to be Dallas, Indianapolis, Atlanta, maybe Nashville. Those are my choices. What do you think?
You know, I tend to agree with you on the D.C. thing, and I also Washington is a tax-free state.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of with you. I think Dallas is a lot more in the running just because of that.
Not Miami for the same reason, because Miami's at the other end of the country. I mean, it's the outpost. I don't think Miami's part of it.
I think that's harder.
Yeah, so what do you think about my other three choices, Atlanta or Nashville or Indianapolis?
I think Atlanta's a possibility. I don't know about Nashville just because of their international travel right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that'll be part of the package.
They got a pretty good airport. They got a pretty good airport there.
They do. I think the tough thing is for Amazon, they're going to have to relocate a lot of their staff, even though they're going to be hired. Or some of their executives is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to want to find a place that's pretty easy to get in between. And that's, in Columbus, obviously they don't have flights to Seattle right now, but they would have, apparently if they won, they would add those. And Indy is the same way. Indy did the same thing when Salesforce bought ExactTarget.
Right. So. Atlanta's got the international thing. I agree with that. It's also still considered to most people heartland. And I think he needs a heartland message, but I want to move on and talk a little bit, which we may extend into the next segment as well. And they're also opening up a new cashierless store today in New York City. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's called Amazon Go. It's in their headquarters in Seattle. They do have a couple other ones they've been testing, and apparently they've been working on it for 5 years. I actually think this could be really interesting for small businesses because, you know, the way – and if anybody has walked in an Amazon bookstore now, it's a very different experience. They use the data that they have on Amazon to determine the things that you're most likely to get. So, right. You know, take a 30-mile radius of where you live and take 80% of the books and things people want and put it in a store, mm-hmm. and then you could also go in there and order it to your home.
Right.
It feels very personalized, but what they do invest in, and small business owners, you know, have known this forever, is the personal communication between the people that work there and the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at an Amazon Go store, you don't have a cashier,
right?
But they have, you know, apparently they're going to have, you know, butchers and you know, people working at specific food.
So there won't,
like,
it won't be
really
there, there will be employees visible, just not checking you out. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. There, so it's going to be personalized in certain spots where you actually
right.
want. You know, you ever
well, you may need help?
You like fish. I like fish.
Let me tell you something. I shop at Sam's stores sometimes. And they have this little – they have a little kiosk that you can check out with. And their kiosk has a little gun. And I can walk around my basket and go zap, 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 zap. I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I usually don't have to wait in line. I like the gun. I have to admit that. But sometimes I need help. I remind people that Amazon will sell you 143 back scratches, but they can't scratch one back.
Sorry.
But they're about to do that, aren't they?
We'll see.
Hang on. I'm going to let you come in on that. We'll come back. I got to wrap it up. But small business owners, you've been warned. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.